to talk all things Toronto. Matt Cause from TSN 1050 joins us. Matty, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a crazy day here. There's all these like dark gray clouds, and it looked like there was going to be a huge storm, and now it looks like it's holding off. So for anyone in Edmonton, you know, or anywhere across Canada, if they wanted to know the local climate here in Toronto, there you go.
Perfect. The climate in Toronto for the Raptors fans and the Leafs, maybe, you know, the Raptors really grabbed the eye of the sports fan going to the playoffs, and I saw everybody watching all the games outside, and it was great. What's the latest on Kyle Lowry? Do they get him signed before he goes to free agency?
You know what? It's going to go down to the wire on this, just because now with LeBron James opting to be a free agent, because a lot of the talk is that he will re-sign in Miami, but that he will restructure his deal to allow Miami to go after a bigger name star. Some people are talking about Carmelo Anthony, but Kyle Lowry makes a lot more sense when you think of the Heat, and their big problem was at point guard last year with Mario Chalmers. The issue, though, is Toronto can still offer Lowry the most money. And let's face it, this is going to be Kyle's last big deal. He's pushing 30 years old. This is going to be his last big contract, so he's going to want to get as much money as he can, which makes complete sense. So I think Toronto does have the inside track. He had a great time last year. His relationship with the team, with the coach, is miles better than it was a season ago, and Toronto is the place that can offer him the longest term and the most money.
Is he worth it?
You know, see, that's a good question. He's not worth max money, but if you could get a four-year, $42, $44 million contract, then yeah, he is worth it. You don't want to go much beyond 4 years, but he's worth $10 to $12 million a season. He was one of the best, top three best point guards last year in the NBA. And think about the very good season that Toronto had. If they can't re-sign him, or if they lowball him, that's going to send a message to the rest of the NBA that Toronto isn't serious, Toronto doesn't really care about winning, and they do things on the cheap. So I think he is worth it. Every player is, you know, every good player is a little bit overpaid. So I think $10-12 million a year makes complete sense.
Will they be active in free agency if they get Lowry?
I don't think they'll be that active. I think this is a team that will go after, you know, your mid-level player, your Shane Battier types. Whoever they bring in is not going to be much of a wow factor. If Toronto is going to get better next year, it's going to be DeMar DeRozan is going to improve. It's going to be Jonas Valanciunas is going to take that next step and learn from the playoffs. Maybe the same with Terrence Ross, who is a guy who scored 50 plus points in a game this year, and yet was completely lost in the playoffs. I don't think you're going to see Toronto improve very much during free agency. The best thing they can do is just to improve the bench. We'll see what's going to happen with Grievous Vasquez. He might be gone, depending on what the Raptors do in the draft. If they go after Tyler Ennis, that could mean the end of Vasquez.
The Raptors are picking 20th.
Yeah.
I don't think Stauskas will be there. I think he's too good of a shooter to go.
Yeah.
Ennis' stock has dropped a little bit. Is it a good thing to have the Canadian guy, or would it be good because they've got three other young guys now that the pressure wouldn't be on the Canadian kid to lead the Raptors?
Yeah, I think to address the first part, I don't think it really matters to take a Canadian player.
Yeah.
I mean, if all things are being equal, then why not? But it's all just about filling a need. And you're right. If you bring in Ennis, he's not going to be expected to be a starter. Most guys selected at 20th. Let's face it. This is the NBA draft. Guys selected second are often busts. No league has it worse where guys just don't amount to anything. So for Ennis at 20, not a lot would be expected. It would be a developmental year. Anything you got out of him really would be found money. And this is not me saying anything bad about him. I mean, listen, he was fantastic at Syracuse, but he's not going to come on and expect to be a starter playing 35-plus minutes a night.
No, not at all. Matt Cause joins us. Matt, any other, like outside of LeBron, you know, opting out maybe to get a deal for Miami, do you think there's any chance he shocks the world and goes to Cleveland or somewhere else?
First off, wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yeah, I'd love it.
The idea that I had is that LeBron James kind of has to be like the littlest hobo, where he goes from town to town making things better, and that he should sign a one-year deal with every NBA team. It's like, okay, Milwaukee, it's your turn to have LeBron James. Next year is Utah. That's what I'd love to see. I think the odds are he goes back to Miami, and I think a lot of it's because of Pat Riley. Pat Riley is the godfather of the NBA. He's the guy who gets things done, and I think in the end that's what will happen. It'll depend on what happens with Wade and Bosch, but I don't expect LeBron to move. The one wild card is what's going to happen to Carmelo Anthony, which is sort of an odd pairing, because when you think of LeBron, you think of a smart guy who's unselfish. Then you think of Carmelo Anthony, and he's basically just a jack artist, just, you know, hoisting shot after shot, doesn't make guys around him better, isn't a guy who's performed well in the playoffs. So the idea of those two playing together just seems bizarre to me. It's like the odd couple.
Yeah, and to me, if Melo goes there, he's going to have to take a pay cut, because a pay cut and an ego cut, because he's not going to be the guy.
Oh, a massive ego cut. And you know, and let's face it, Carmelo would say all the right things. Like, yeah, I'm just here to win, and it's an honor to be with LeBron. And that'll work for the first five games. But what about when he starts seeing that his scoring average is down, or he's only shooting the ball 15 times a night? You don't think there's going to be times when he's going to be taking shots when there's open guys? I mean, Carmelo, he's not 23 years old anymore. He is who he is, and he's just not a guy who plays very well without the ball in his hand.
Matt Cos joins us. Matt, the Leafs, there's so much talk around their young players. I'm stunned that people even think Nazem Kadri is a guy that gets traded. Do you think there's any chance he gets moved?
It's really only because of his relationship with Randy Carlyle. It is less to do with his ability. And let's face it, he is a slightly above average center who still has room to improve. He's a young guy, got 50 points last year. You know, he's never going to be elite, but he can be very good. And I do think it's a shock that I would be shocked if they do trade him. If it is, then it's an indictment that Randy Carlyle and him can't get along. It's not going to be about his ability. And to be honest, I'd hate to see him go. I'd hate to see Jake Gardner go. I'd hate to see Morgan Riley. The worst that could happen would be for Toronto, you know, to go after older players. This team is far away from being a good team. The one that made the playoffs 2 years ago was in a lockout-shortened season. Let's face it. Toronto is far away from being maybe they can fluke in and get an 8 seed, but is Toronto anywhere close to being a legitimate dangerous playoff team? And they're not.
No. So what do you think their game plan is in Toronto?
Hopefully their game plan is patience. Hopefully it is just, you know, let the young guys develop. You know, try to do well, you know, try to get some good young talent in the draft, drafting fairly high, and, you know, treat next year as a developmental year. It should not be a year where we've got to do whatever we can to make the playoffs, because what good is that going to be? You get the 8th seed, and you know, most likely you lose in the first round. I think the expectations have to be that we are 3-4 years away from making the playoffs, and I do realize I've twice committed the we foul and said we. I feel a lot of shame now as a broadcaster.
Yes, you should be tarred and feathered for that one, Matt.
One likes the we foul.
No, they don't. In you know, the Argonauts, speaking of Toronto, they're getting back on the field. There's so much talk about, you know, them needing a new stadium. They're getting moved out. What's the plan? Do they have a long-term plan as far as where they're going to play in 4 years?
Nope, they don't have a long-term plan. That plan was scuttled a little bit because Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, you know, is trying to basically do a shakedown and get as much money as they can out of the government. And hey, I applaud you for it. You're greedy, you're rich, you want to keep your money. I fully understand that. At the same point, come on, MLSE, get a deal done. Make it work so that the Argonauts can play at BMO, which would be the best. It would be the best thing for the Argonauts. It'd be the best thing for the city of Toronto, and it'd be the best thing for the CFL. And I know there's going to be a lot of, you know, a lot of TFC supporters that are going to disagree with me, and I understand that. But big picture, it makes so much sense. Going to games there, it's just so much of a better attitude and atmosphere than what you get at Sky Dome. But right now, there isn't one. The plans have changed, and I don't think anyone in Toronto knows what's going to happen 4 years from now when they get booted from the Sky Dome. My big concern is I'm actually going to be in Daytona on Thursday, and I don't know if any sports bars will allow me to watch the Blue Bombers and the Argonauts on Thursday night.
Yeah, that's a tough one with the NBA draft on.
NBA, Well, and also, you know, Daytona Beach, not exactly known as the home for Winnipeg Blue Bombers football.
No, not at all. Matt, one last one for you. Brendan Shanahan comes in. You know what? They fire all their assistants. They keep Randy Carlisle as the head coach. Dave Nonis is still there. What impact is Shanahan having, do you feel, on the everyday hockey operations for the Leafs?
The only thing I can say is that we don't know a thing, which maybe is a good sign. You know, when you think about Toronto, you think of leaked sources. You think of bluster from Brian Burke. You hear proclamations of we're an impatient team and we're going to try to win the Stanley Cup. And you haven't had any of that. Beyond that, what has Shanahan done? Nothing. The only thing that's happened is the assistant coaches have been let go, and Toronto hasn't replaced them yet. Carlisle got an extension. So really, we're still waiting. I think at the end of the draft and free agency, we'll have a bit of a better idea. But let's face it, I think a lot of it just Tim Leiwicki during the initial presser kept talking about how there was going to be massive cultural change, and this is going to be a different Toronto Maple Leaf squad. And what's changed? Absolutely nothing has changed beyond the odd rumor here or there that, you know, Jake Gardner or Kadri is going to be shipped out of town. But so far, the best thing you can say is that you haven't heard any crazy hyperbolic speech from the Maple Leafs.
So is that a good thing?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. It's a good thing. It's much better than the days of Brian Burke. It is. And it's not that Brian Burke's a smart guy, and Brian Burke's had a lot of success, but when he would come and talk about how we're going to try to make the playoffs this year, and that just set the franchise back because you had to think about big picture instead of trying to appease your ego and trying to win as much as you can in the short term.
Matt, always good to catch up with you, man. Enjoy Daytona Beach.
Yes. Hey, thanks so much for having me on. Love coming on, and enjoy the rest of the show. Have a great rest of the show.